Like I have 25 wide angle deep focus projector, little Bicou projectors about so big. And you know what's happening up here?
Yes, that's a cone, isn't it?
Well, it's not really a cone. See, these are screens. These are screens like this. It's a translucent material. You go around holding these screens. And I've done this a number of different places. Like a woman would come in, and she'd take forever just arranging the components of the on her screen, you know, like she was doing a flower arrangement or something.
The composition.
Yeah,
she's
making her own composition. And so there's a certain element of co-creation here. Also, we had music playing all over the place, and sometimes we had music that's more local. Maybe you're walking along and there's some musicians who are playing there. But there's slides that are made with just different layers. In some cases, what you wanted to do, you wanted to have multiple layers, and then you could dissolve from one layer to the other. You see, with focus, you know. You start focusing in one layer, then go into another layer, go back and forth. And other slides would have a liquid in them, and different things would be bubbling. Of course, when they're coming down, they come showing coming up. Oh, all right, this is a big triangular thing here. This is more something like I would have set up at the Emily Carr, not the old Emily Carr.
Vancouver School of Art.
Vancouver School of Art. And that has three, it's like a kaleidoscope, but it's a very big one. And so you look for the thing. I recognize some of these are leaf patterns, they're different things, different kind of patterns. I wouldn't know any of the people here. These are all just people walking. But here they're using some of my puppets. You see, I'm letting them project with puppets. I was very generous in that. I have quite a pile of old puppets that really need repairing because I've let so many people play with them. And that's continued.
Oh, and this is a person holding up the screen, right? So this is what the person is seeing is this projection here. Because there's the projectors over here. The person is standing there, and his arm is here holding up that screen, eh?
Yeah, he had. The screens differed. I made them different sizes for different sized people. And some were very big, and some were very loose. I even made some for two people who'd go, two girls would go together. And some, the ones that were loose, you could get all kind of wavy movements on them. And so the person could create a lot of their own animation doing this. What I've tried to do in a lot of the work I've done is to have a strong element of co-creation, because I think it's very important for people to get the idea that they can create things, and particularly young people, that they have this power. And I mean, we create our reality all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And
So what do we have? We have another... Okay, I'm not sure